I want to take a moment and share that my new design book, Festive Tables, a guide to setting stylish tablescapes for your celebrations, is here. Festive Tables is your guide to elevating your hosting game. This is where you get to learn the ins and outs of building a beautiful, layered, and celebratory experience with festive tables that make a lasting impression on your guests. Inside the book, you get to explore a wide range of exclusive table design ideas with beautifully photographed table details, festive cocktails, and recipes to help you elevate your celebrations throughout the year. Whether you're hosting a celebration for a large group or an intimate dinner party, this book will help you style and design glamorous and elegant tablescapes. By the end of this book, you know how to bring elegance to every gathering. This book is for you and the perfect gift for anyone who loves a good celebration. So grab your signed copy at festivetables.com. Additionally, if you order a signed copy from festivetables.com, you receive a bonus treat from me in your inbox. You get access to your dinner party checklist with tips for hosting a fabulous dinner party. You can only get this bonus resource if you order the book on festivetables.com. I cannot wait for you to flip through the pages. Now, back to today's show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Acacia Kinchea podcast. Today's topic is one that's dear to my heart, and it's about the importance of staying authentic in your business and not trying to blend in with others. In the next 30 minutes, we'll discuss why authenticity matters and how to stay true to yourself in a competitive industry. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's dive in. Welcome to the Acacia Kinchea podcast, a podcast tailored for wedding and event professionals eager to elevate their businesses. I'm Acacia Kinchea, your host and guide on this transformative journey. As a multi-hyphenate with a diverse collage of roles, including luxury wedding planner, event designer, international speaker, author, and seasoned business coach, I have meticulously crafted a career intertwining threads of passion, resilience, and an unwavering pursuit of vision. Each week, join me as we navigate through the vibrant landscape of creative business, unlocking secrets to branding that resonates, marketing that engages, and strategies designed for unparalleled growth. Expect insights, practical tips, and conversations with industry leaders, all designed to help you build and scale an event business that thrives and resonates with your clients. Are you ready to transform your passion into a paycheck and connect with clients who see and appreciate your value? Then you are in the right place. I am thrilled to share this journey with you. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let's dive into success, inspiration, and empowerment together. Now let the show begin. Welcome to the show. All right, let's start by discussing what authenticity means in the context of your business and also the importance of authenticity in your business. Authenticity is about being true to yourself and your values. It's about creating a brand that is an extension of who you are and reflecting that in your work. It's all about being real, being original, and being true to yourself, no matter how awkward that may feel. As creative entrepreneurs, we all have our own unique style and approach to doing business, right? And this is one of the many reasons why our clients choose to work with us. It's also something that we take for granted, because what I do see is a lot of people are trying to be like their peers or what they think they should look like based on what they see on social media. But the reality is your clients are choosing you because of something that's different, your own unique approach and style to how you do your business. So this episode is a reminder to stick with your true self and just be real. Truly, in a world where social media and popular trends are ever present, it's so easy to feel the pressure to conform and blend in with other professionals in the industry. However, staying authentic in your business has numerous benefits. For one,
it sets you apart from your competition. And it's something I always say in my coaching sessions, like, why on earth do you want to be like everybody else, right? So if everybody's going left, I kind of want to go right, right? So by showcasing your unique style and approach, you attract clients who genuinely appreciate your work and are more likely to trust and recommend you to others. Authenticity helps you build a strong and consistent brand identity, which is crucial for long-term success. When you're authentic, you're giving your clients a reason to choose you over your competition. It's your unique perspective and approach to your work that becomes your biggest asset. So the one thing that a lot of people shy away from is actually your truest and your most effective asset. Your biggest asset is your unique perspective and approach to doing your work and running your business. So how do you stay authentic in your business? First, let me break it down to how you can identify your unique selling points. So how do you ensure that you're staying true to yourself and your business? First and foremost, you have to identify those unique selling points, your unique selling points. Ask yourself, what sets me apart from my competition? Is, if you're a designer, is it your design style? Even if you're a planner or a caterer, whatever field, is it your presentation, your design style, your expertise in a particular niche, or your ability to create unforgettable experiences? Next question you want to ask yourself is, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, right? What values do I want my business to represent? I think that's a very big question people need to ask themselves is, what do I want this business to represent? What do I want, you know, what impact do I want my business to have? And what do I want to add to this big, big, big industry? So you want to take time to reflect on these questions and let your answers guide your branding, your marketing, and overall business approach to showing up in a true and authentic way. Next, I want to talk about another important part of building a brand that is authentic, which is embracing your uniqueness. Earlier, I shared about how to identify your unique selling points. I shared questions that you can reflect on and answer very honestly and really build on. Now, once you've identified your unique selling points, I want you to embrace them. Don't be afraid to showcase what makes you different, even if it goes against the grain, even if you think it makes you feel awkward or you don't blend in or you feel like you don't belong. Whatever that weird feeling is, own it. Own that, embrace it, own that unique trait about you. And remember that your ideal clients are those who appreciate and connect with you and your authentic self. Now you want to incorporate those unique elements into your website, your social media, and your marketing. So whatever those traits are, it should really reflect in the way you speak, in your work, right? So you have to do that homework. You want to share your story. Nothing sets you apart than telling your story. You only have one story. Well, there's only one version for you, right? No one else has your story, which is the most unique thing you can have. Share your story. Share your passion and your inspiration behind your work. This will allow you to create a deeper connection with your audience and establish a memorable and recognizable brand. If you sound like everybody else, if your website just reads the same copy like everybody else, then you're blending in. But don't you want to stand out? I want a brand, and I hope the same for you too, that people see and pause like, wait a minute, this is refreshing. This is new. This is unique, right? So we're looking for a unique perspective in your business in an industry that is filled with a lot of planners and designers, right? Let's be honest. So the question is, how do I stand out in a big industry like the wedding and events industry? Now, authenticity is also tied to your values. So let's discuss staying true to your values. As your business grows, it's essential to stay true to your values, which means that you have initially created a mission statement and decided what values you want your brand to represent. Remember those three questions I asked you earlier? Hopefully you have those answers and now you can move on to this step. Success may bring you tempting opportunities to deviate from your original vision, But staying grounded in your values will ensure long-lasting success and personal fulfillment. What you don't want to be in your business is a sellout because you're trying to blend in. You want to be true to your values and true to the things that you say as a brand that you will do and as a brand that you will not do. Maintain open communication with your clients and make sure they understand the importance of authenticity to your business. And this will set the foundation for very strong, trusting, and long-lasting relationships with your clients, and they will appreciate your unwavering commitment to your unique vision, right? So when you have a signature brand, a unique brand, even if you have clients that may try to get you to do things that don't fit your values or your unique perspective in your business, you want to professionally remind them of what you bring to the table and how those values have to stay. Right? You may have, you know, a client that wants you to do something that you know you should not be doing. This is a good time to remember those values. Next, use authenticity as a key to success, right? So remember that staying authentic in your business is not only crucial for your personal and professional growth, but it's also a key to success in a competitive industry. As a reminder, we are in a competitive industry. The only way to survive is to first hone in on those skills, decide what you want to do, decide your niche, and find a unique way to present your services, your skill set, your brand. That is the only thing that will set you apart. Authenticity is key. I've seen a lot of people try to look like another brand and behave like another brand, but in the end, it doesn't work because it's not you. So by embracing your uniqueness, staying true to your values, and consistently delivering exceptional experiences to your clients, you'll build a strong and memorable brand that will stand the test of time. I will say this, it is tempting to deviate from this mission because we're in a world of comparison. Sometimes you may say, okay, this is a niche I want to cater to. This is my ideal client. This is my value. These are the values I want to stick with. This is the unique way I want to present it. These are the things I bring to the table. But you may see someone else doing a wedding that maybe it's a dream wedding and their approach is different. You might be tempted to maybe go on their website and look at what they wrote on their website and try to copy that, which is not you, or kind of change the way you do business. When you find yourself in that position, I want you to go back to what makes you unique, how you want to be unique, and go back to those questions that I said to ask yourself to really identify your unique selling points. What sets you apart from your competition, from your competitors? Is it your design style, your expertise, your delivery, the way you show up, your team? What is it? What are your strengths and what are areas that you are not so strong at? Because you want to hone in on your strength because one, you don't have to be good at everything, but be good at the things you've chosen to be good at, right? So hone in on those things because everyone is blessed with a very unique set of skills and we owe it to ourselves as entrepreneurs to figure out what that is. So what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? How can you be better at the areas that you're not good at? And how can you shine bright in those areas of your strengths? Everyone has a unique strength, unique set of gifts. You have to discover those and use it to serve your audience to the best of your ability. And of course, remember, your values will always keep you grounded. What values do I want for my business? What do I want my business to represent? What kind of business am I looking to build? All right, so by embracing your uniqueness and staying true to your values and not falling into the comparison game, or I call it the copy and paste game, where you see a lot of businesses that try to be like everybody else. You copy this, copy that. In the end, there is no brand identity. Let's not do that, right? Embrace your uniqueness, stay true to your values, and be consistent in delivering exceptional experiences, exceptional services, exceptional products, and your business will grow strong and will have longevity because anything that is copied or not original does not last. So you don't want to be in that boat. So think long term. How can I have a brand that's recognizable, that's respected, that is unique in a world filled with people that do something similar? the way you're going to plan and design or cater or whatever you do in the wedding and events industry is going to be different from how somebody else does it. That is the challenge and the homework for you, is how can you be different, right? So something to think about. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you found today's short episode insightful and inspiring. I am officially back from a crazy season with weekly episodes, so you will see more of me and hear more of me on the podcast. So stay true to yourself and your business, and I guarantee you will see the rewards, you will see the results, and you would have a loyal clientele that follow you and appreciate you. So until next time, stay creative and stay original. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hey, if you love today's show, it will mean a lot to me if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, so follow and tag me at KeshEvents. Until next time, remember, live, love, party.